And now, live from the middle of Robin Hood country, here's Paul B. Edwards with a minor sapling and Tony Hearn with a major oak. It's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, gooper.
Heck, Tolo.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is Dapper Dildos. Never enough. You're listening to Guitar Me of One underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job with the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
And on so many other things.
Oh, yeah.
That was Dapper Dildos. You know why? Because I'm back. And I'm really happy about it. And I thought, of the bands that have come through, what's the one with the greatest name? We'll start with those. And Daffo Dildos have come in. Punk rockers from Brighton, Tony. Great track called Never Enough right there. What is Daffo Dildos Bandcamp? I love it. Don't say. What is Daffo Dildos Bandcamp, babe?
Daffo Dildos at bandcamp.com.
It is DAFFODILDOS. Daffo Dildos. .bandcamp.com. Make it Tony One, Paulie B, and the internet. Neil, I see you were fixing it while I was away.
I was just doing well.
All right, Tony. Immediately on the defensive.
I'm going to shut up.
No, I've broken off. Sorry, I'm back, and you're going, actually, mate, I think you're fine, it's my show now.
Yeah, the theme tune sounds different this week, doesn't it?
Weird.
I've gotten used to it.
This is Tony. I know the first time you did that years ago, it was really funny.
Yeah.
Just fantastic. Anyway, also fantastic is the new material now available from Brighton Punk's Daffo Dildos. Check him out, daffodildos.bandcamp.com. I've got a joke for you, Tone. I bet you missed Jeff, didn't you?
I did.
If you got a joke or poem for me, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com. Title your email, Comedy Suburbs if it's a joke, and Poetry Corner if it's a poem. Jeff has sent a joke, and he did just that. Let's hear his thing. So proud of that.
Should be.
So ridiculously proud. Jeff says, I keep a book in my bathroom about the Velvet Underground. There's nothing like a Lou Reed. Jeff. Yes. I had a friend who was accidentally crushed by a piano. His funeral was very low key. Well done, Jeff. If you think you can do better than that, you probably can. Send in a joke or a poem. Let's hear his thing again. So proud of that.
It's good.
And yeah, what a fantastic return for Jeff. We've missed him. It's like, when I say we're back to normal, we're never normal. Actually, I listened to the two shows you did while I was basically tech free.
Yeah.
Tech free and away. And I thought you did a brilliant job, mate. Thank you. You did a really good job. Yeah, I really enjoyed them. I enjoyed them a lot more than with me on, to be honest.
I thought the first one was like, you know, it's a bit different, isn't it? Holiday and all that, something different to do. And the second one is like, this is hard. And then the third one never happened.
The third one didn't. Too hard. You just fuck that.
Yeah.
You say, we're not going to miss a week. We're never going to miss a week. We're not going to miss a week. We'd only ever miss 1 week for our 10th birthday when we rightfully had a week off.
Yeah.
And then you just missed a week because you couldn't be fucking bothered.
No.
Fantastic. It was exactly what this show is. I hope we are still on the internet stations we were on before. We will talk about them a bit more. But I've got to go on with the next track now, Tony. Band, which you would quite like, of course, called Why Bother.
Yeah.
They are from Mason City, Iowa, and I'm describing them as garage punk. You can make your own mind up, but they are garage punk. The reason I stress this is that the band we're playing after this are also garage punk, and they're garage punk legends, and I'm very excited about them at first. Why Bother? What is Why Bother's Bandcamp page?
Whybother.bandcamp.com.
It's not. It's whybotheriowa.bandcamp.com, which obviously makes sense because they call Why Bother. They are from Iowa. But I just quite like the fact that Why Bother Iowa?
What are they doing?
Leave Iowa alone. Why bother with it? They rustle a few pigs, and once in a while they try and get the... That wasn't in Iowa, was it? Where Trump nearly got assassinated.
Oh, I don't know. It's just gone back, hasn't it? I don't know where it was, actually.
Yeah, it was. It was Michigan, I think, or somewhere.
Okay.
Was it Minnesota? It wasn't Iowa, I don't think. Anyway, but why bother Iowa, Tony? Why bother Iowa? .bandcamp.com. Boy of the Internet 2. Tony Neil. This is Dissension. Listening to Lamb's Dotica 3000 underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job the Bez this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Why Bother, and a track called Dissension, which is not spelt like dissension. It's Dissension. It's D-E-S-C-E-N-S-I-O-N. Dissension. Mason City, Iowa. Why bother Iowa?
Why bother? Yeah.
That's the question I'm asking. Why bother Iowa? Why bother Iowa? .bandcamp.com. Right. Have you got any Facebook comments for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Facebook. Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
I'll never tire of that.
No.
Ranky Boyle.
Ranky Boyle. Thanks for Facebook comments. If you're on Facebook, please do pop along to the page, facebook.com/punkyradio. Like the page, leave us a comment, do get in touch. Don't forget there's also the Punky group, which I think is all these comments on there. That's taken off a little bit, so it's nice. So posting either. Easiest way to do it if you don't understand Facebook that much, just reply to last week's show that we post. Just that, yeah. And we'll see it.
We'll find it.
Anything you reply to, Faye, we'll see it. Two comments this week.
Excellent.
From the group. Timo got in touch.
Hey, Tolo, Timo.
In response to last week's show, he said, I had forgotten our brilliant Angry Daddy's Pay for That Lighter is. Can you put it on Bandcamp?
But we can't, can we? I don't think we can. Really. I mean, look, we probably could, to be honest.
Yeah.
Pay for That Lighter. But there's that other band that did that version that sounds really similar. And I'm just worried we might get in a bit of bother.
It's quite the same, isn't it? I think people do. I think people on Spotify as well, people get away with posting covers. I'm not sure. I'm sure it is just, well, there's... Who's going to find out? But I don't know legally what you do.
Yeah, it's a song that I thought of actually changing the words to Payback Writer in I believe 1993, right? Yeah. And I sang it to my dad in the car. He was giving me a lift to Hitchin Station. I remember, and I sang it to my dad, and he looked around at me. He said, "How do you think of those?" And as I got out the car, because we were just pulled up the stage, as we got out the car, I let him with dad, I've got no idea, and just shut the door and went to whatever gig I was going to do. I don't know where it came from. I just wish Curtis Stigers had stayed a slightly bigger star.
Yeah.
A bit obscure with it, but anyway, that's that. So we got another one.
I do. I'm Mike, got in touch.
Egg Tolo, Iron Mike,
and he says, completely unrelated to last week's show, but I thought you should know, YT1300 have booked a show at the Sumac on February 22nd next year. Hope you'll get there. Hope you'll get your wish to see you live soon. If I'm around, which I probably will be.
Well, that'll be a little birthday treat for you, won't it?
Week after, yeah, 26 days after mine, that will. Birthday month, very nice, Iron Mike. Thank you very much.
Late birthday treat for me, although I am going away for my birthday this year, but we'll find out more. And I'm really sorry that we missed Ugly Fly Guys / Belmont Beach Weirdos at the Sumac Saturday before last, which was a real... I would have loved to have gone to that, but sadly, I was flying in a plane. Someone else was actually driving it, but I was on board.
You know? Right, yeah.
They don't let me drive the plane.
No, good. That's it for Facebook.
So that concludes...
Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
I'll never tire of that.
Nope.
Frankie Boyle. Two songs in a row now. And am I excited about the first one? But stay tuned for the cynic tones of band we've never played before. I'm looking forward to hearing. You'll hear them very shortly. But first, Tony. And this is a bit of a weird statement from me. One of the best bands... I think we've ever played, and one of my favourite bands we've ever played on Punky Radio, even though we've only ever had one song from them, and that band is the Ochmonics from Oakland, California, garage punk legends via the brilliant Slovenly label. They've got an album, and now so have I, and it is absolutely brilliant. Every single track on it is fantastic. If you like this sort of thing, you're going to love this album. And I didn't know which track to pick, so I just picked a random one.
Okay.
I like it so much. I'd love to see them live. They are, as if there weren't enough reasons to go to Northern California, Tony, Ochmonics are definitely a major one for me. What is the Ochmonics Bandcamp page?
Theochmonics.bandcamp.com.
It is theochmonics.bandcamp. I thought you might have gone with Ochmonics. Theochmonics.bandcamp.com. Tony Wong, Paul of the Innocent 2. That's theochmonics.bandcamp.com. And this is I'll Let You In.
Watch it!
One-way ticket to Fishtown.
Listening to Mullet Monster Matthew underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job with the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was The Cynic Tones and a track called Kiss Like a Girl. Bristol Power Trio, who would describe themselves as psycho surf noir. Regardless of what you thought of that, another great track. That is a good twofer right there with Ochmonix and Cynic Tones. Loving it. What is The Cynic Tones website?
CynicTones.co.uk.
TheCynicTones.band. TheCynicTones. TheCynicTones.band. Poorly being internet three, Tony. One. I'll tell you what, you don't like me being back, do you?
No.
All the worm has turned again. Cracking track that. And do find out more about them by going to their website, TheCynicTones.band. Did you do anything last week, or rather since I last saw you, or whatever, you know, whatever you've been doing?
So I covered most of it with the previous shows, but house still on the market. Summarise: house went on the market, house is still on the market. Had a couple of viewings so far. People say there's not enough bathrooms in it. I mean, I don't know how many places you can take a piss in a house, but and
I can take a piss anywhere. I don't need a bathroom.
No, exactly. There's a sink.
Yeah, there's too many bathrooms here. I've got a sink. What do you want?
It's one and a half bathrooms, really, when you think about it. And then, and someone did that in the kitchen. So I don't know. It's going slow, but as expected, we may take it off and just leave it till the spring. But that's happening.
Well, I'll just say, my mum's house is also on sale. They've only had one person to come round.
Right.
Who liked it, but, you know. And this is the time of year when everyone likes it, but, because if they're not absolutely sure, they're not going to go for it, because they're not going to get in for Christmas, and people have a thing about getting in for Christmas.
Yeah.
So my mum is likely just to leave it there and then think it'll start getting interest early in the new year.
Yeah, I think that's what we'll probably do, but I think we might physically take it off, just because don't want to do any viewings over Christmas. Fuck it, you know. So that, and then anything real we had a gig. We did a gig. What night was it? Friday night. Friday night, the
Friday
4th.
Friday night in Coventry.
In Coventry,
right?
Yeah. The Archers. Lovely little venue.
Yeah.
Reminded me quite a lot of the town mill. I didn't realise until I left. And I was like, why do I like that so much? And it was very similar layout to the mill. The stage at the front, quite a thin room, bar at the right, quite industrial kind of layout. Lovely. Really nice. We played with...
Were they rightly protecting the band from the crowd?
No, they could get to us, unfortunately. That's a shame. But no, we played with the Glass Cannons and Any Minute Now. No, Any Minute No. They were from Wiltshire, and then the Glass Cannons were local. Oh, everyone lovely. It was like one of those gigs where...
What was the turnout?
Good. It was about 40 people in there, and again, 40 people in the mill was always like similar things. It's a good turnout, you know.
Yeah, it's fine, isn't it? Yeah.
All sportive, all good bands. Yeah, good night. I went down... I was one of those gigs where I went down and I just could not be arsed. It was a Friday night. I had to leave here about 3:30. I had to queue in traffic to get to fucking Asterix. Oh, and then I had to go down to Coventry and queue again. And just lots of queuing. And it was right. I had a right face on when I got there. But lovely gig in the end. Yeah, really, really, really pleased we did it.
And behind the wheel, the terrible Tony.
Yeah, got back at 1 a.m. Long day. And then since that, I've watched all 5 Transformers, the first 5 Transformers films.
Right, and why was that? Have you seen it before, presumably?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I just fancy something that's, you know, a bit of mindless action that I could kind of just put on
I
and
really
just chill
didn't
out.
I think that Transformers would be your sort of thing, but then, of course it is.
I used to love Transformers in the 80s, yeah, as a kid.
Right,
I used to buy Transformers and stuff.
You're that much younger than me, so they passed me by. I've been watching a lot of telly as well.
Oh yeah, I'm doing that as well. That's my week. So yeah, tell me about what you've been doing.
I had a fantastic holiday.
Yeah,
stroke working trip. When I managed to go to Fuerteventura and Lanzarote and La Graciosa and come back relatively unharmed, it all went quite smoothly. I mean, there's obviously bits I messed up, and if you're on my Facebook page, you probably know all about this already. But anyway, it went well. But since I've been back, I've had some telly catch up with. So I completed the 9 seasons of Vikings that I know everyone else had seen it years ago and all that, but I hadn't. Loved it. Wasn't particularly keen on the last, how it finished, but then I rarely am. But then, this week, I watched the whole first season of Cossacks. Don't know whether you've seen that on Amazon Prime, but it's quite lightweight. It's quite a laugh. And actually, Cossacks. He says this is a made-up story or something, so it doesn't even try and be historically accurate or anything. That was quite a laugh. Now, on Friday night, I binge-watched the entire season of The Traitors, New Zealand.
Wow.
I think it was 10 or 12 of them, but I watched all 12, but how I did it. What I found was Traitors, New Zealand, significantly lower budget than the other Traitors ones that I've watched for starters. Wasn't quite so impressed by it, and I cannot be bothered. If you've ever watched The Traitors, a big part of it each day is the trial they have to do to try and win money. I'm not remotely interested in it. All I'm interested in, really, on The Traitors is finding out who's being banished and who's being murdered. So what I did, right, I'd watch the start of it, because at the start you find out who was murdered the night before. Then I'd fast forward to the banishment table, and I'd find out who was pissed off with who and who thought who was a fucking traitor and all that. See who got banished. Then I'd watch the traitors in their stupid little tower at the end when they decided who they're going to murder. And even though they know who it will be, for TV purposes, they always have a choice of 3. And that's it. And then I just go on to the next one. So I managed to watch 10 45-minute to hour-long episodes in about 5 hours. And you know what? It's not my favourite one of them. I still think the British have got it absolutely bob on. But the Aussies didn't do a bad job. The Americans didn't do a bad job. This one I thought was a bit poor, really. And then, this afternoon, on Sunday, I have listened to Nottingham Forest, The Way to Chelsea. We got a point. We could have won at the end.
Oh, okay.
Oh, magnificent. Our home form, dreadful. At home, we've got 2 points from 3 games. Away from home, we've got 8 points out of a possible 12.
Still.
And we lie 10, and I'm happy with that.
Yeah, so we're doing very well.
That's enough of that. That's enough of Forest.
Mm-hmm.
How about something from the vaults?
Okay.
Great idea. The People's Whiskey, Tony. This is a track we got years ago. All the way from Nevada, The People's Whiskey. And this is a great track. You can find out more by going to their Facebook page, which is...
Page.com/ The People's Whiskey.
It's Facebook.com/ People's Whiskey. It's like I've never been away. And whiskey is W-H-I-S-K-E-Y, the Irish spelling, not the Scottish spelling, just before you get angry with us in any way at all. Probably being step 4, Tony Wan, Fist Fights and Miller Lite. Listening to the Fusilis underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was The People's Whiskey and Fist Fights and Miller Lights. Find out more about them. Facebook.com/ People's Whiskey, and that's whiskey with an E-Y. All the way from Nevada. That great track. First played, I reckon we first played it about 5 or 6 years ago, I think.
Okay.
I would think. Still, more importantly, have you got any gig tours?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Tony's International Gig Guide.
Good to be back.
Thanks for your gigs. If you have a gig for me, don't forget, can email me tony@punkyradio.com. I want to know who's playing and where are they playing. How much is it to watch them play? Dead easy. Let me know your gigs. There was this week, you haven't emailed me one, so I found one. So, as mentioned before, Legends in Edinburgh. You know Legends, don't you, I think?
Yes.
On Cowgate, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this Friday, there's a punk rock night with The Murder of Crows, The Frags, Low Level Monk and Dippets.
Brilliant.
Apparently. So it's... early show, 7 o'clock kickoff this Friday, £7.
Yeah, that's right, because I said, didn't I, that I wonder whether it turns into a club night.
Oh, that's it, yeah. 7 o'clock, all done by 10. £7 in bands, 10 on the door, over 14's night, 4 bands. Yeah, £2.50 band, isn't it? So, yeah, if you are in the Edinburgh area, do check it out.
And I should think that includes entrance to the club if you are over 18 afterwards as well.
Yeah, probably. We don't know, but hey. you know, we can't say everything, can we? Let's face it. I've already done enough work.
That's
you,
right.
Listeners.
As I said previously, after what, I'm not your mother. And you actually said, well, that's right, I'm not your father.
Yeah.
So should any of our listeners be thinking that they're not a Punky Radio orphan, you're wrong. You are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's it for gigs.
So that concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide.
I've got to tell you this, though.
What's that?
So you're in my phone. You used to be in my phone as Tony.
Hmm.
But I got a new phone, as we know. That's all led to all sorts of shite.
Hmm.
I got a Google Pixel 9. Got given it.
Oh,
because
really?
I'm on the contract. You don't have to buy them. You just get them. And because it was so long since I'd last had one, I just got, they didn't even charge, because normally they charge you like 50 quid for it. No, yeah. Charge nothing. I just got a Google Pixel 9. And I had to re-enter some of the contacts. And yours is one that I changed. You're now in my phone as Quattro. Quattro Tonaggio.
Tonaggio, of course.
Just in there was Quattro. Right. I wonder how long it'll be before you're in there as Audi. Right. But I will talk to you about a bloke called Roy in the next section.
Okay.
As well. But we got another two songs to play now. One, a band you heard on the last show. I can't say last week, the last show. A band called Beef. Stay tuned for them. But first, Tony, Bambi's. Right?
Hmm.
Montreal Power Trio, new material out. Cracking rock and roll band, cracking punk band, cracking whatever you want to call them band. They're a cracking band. What is The Bambi's Bandcamp page?
Bambi's.bandcamp.com.
It's TheBambi's.bandcamp.com, and I'd actually written down that they were Bambi's, and then the Bandcamp is The Bambi's, so they probably are The Bambi's. But it's another one to fool you, Tony. It's TheBambi's.bandcamp.com, TheBambi's.bandcamp.com. Probably be internet 5, Tony 1. Stay tuned for Beef. This is Devolution.
Schwanz.
Yeah.
You're listening to Sitovitz and the Fireflies of February underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Beef. I know you played him on the last show, but hey, you've got another track out of us. Well done. Excuse me. Well done, you, and well done. Did you hear that burp? Blimey, sorry about that. That is too much coffee, too quickly. Beef, all the way from Cincinnati, Ohio, Tony, a place I planned to go to 18 months ago, but then realised I didn't have to get Skyline Chili. You probably don't need to know that. Anyway, you probably know this. What is Beef's Bandcamp page?
Beef.bandcamp.com.
It is. It's beef.bandcamp.com. Well done, Beef. You got Beef on Bandcamp. Beef.bandcamp.com. Tony 2, probably being Internet 5. You still can't win, but you know what? You made it respectable.
Hey.
Are you doing anything this week?
I don't think so. I think we might go see another house in Caister. Not Caister-on-Sea, Caister towards Scunthorpe. That's on the list.
It's still Lincolnshire.
It's still Lincolnshire. Even though it's the Grimsby office viewing it, but if we move there, Lincolnshire.
It's also handy for the seaside, and those beaches are massive. I'm sure you can ride your horse up and down. You wouldn't ride your one, but I'm sure that Steph could ride her horse up and down the beach.
Yeah. I think so. It might be worth a shot, but
well,
it's
not that shit, you know. Because when the tide's out, you can effectively walk to Holland.
Excellent.
Because it's so flat, like a shire.
But we haven't sold ours, so that's what we do. So we just work. I think we catch up with work. That bloody laptop's out of my life now, which is just a bane of my last week. Not your fault.
Work was quiet. Onto that shortly.
That's about it. Yeah. So yeah, nothing else going on. What were you up to?
Well, I've got a new laptop, Tony. It works. It's all thanks to you. Not a little bit thanks to you. It's all thanks to you, and no thanks to the geezer that was supposed to repair the old one that we think just made it worse. But then he did only charge 20 quid, didn't he?
Yeah.
But, what a major headache. Thank you so much for your hard work, Tony, in getting it sorted out so that I can sit at a laptop and do things, which meant I could get the illustration ideas off to the Italian illustrator who's hopefully going to do the illustration for my book, because I can't trust my own publishers because they're a bunch of moms. I know that isn't the kind of word you're necessarily supposed to say these days, but we've got to be right on about this and right on about that. They're a bunch of fucking moms. Right, so that's that. I'm also planning my holidays for next year. I may already have mentioned this. I'm thinking about going away for my birthday. I'm thinking of going to Lisbon.
Okay.
I've never been to Lisbon, and I can fly there very cheaply from Luton. I can get a return flight for about 50, 60 quid.
Nice.
So I'm thinking of going to Lisbon for my birthday. A little bit later in the year, I may already have mentioned, I want to go and watch World's Strongest Man. Have I mentioned that before?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I want to go and watch World's Strongest Man, and it's at Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
Okay.
And I can get a remarkably cheap flight that involves a stopover to Charleston. That's about 10 hours on the way back and about 13 hours on the way there with a couple of hours stopovers in New York. But you can get a return flight for about 450 quid.
Oh.
Whereas the other flights that get into Charlotte and that were like 600, 700. So I'm thinking that might be possible. I'll be working on that next week. And there's a girl that I met on my trip. I met her on a desert island. Well, I met her on a bus. La Graciosa. And she's a girl from Turkey called Arzu. I say girl. She's a lady. She's a lady, tell you. She's talking about that. She's a lady. And she's really cool. And we've kind of kept in touch a bit. So I'm planning that I might go and see her as well, because she lives in Istanbul. Not Constantinople, by the way.
Cost.
As soon as she said where she was from, I said, not Constantinople. She went, what? And I went, because she's Turkish. Why would she know a song by They Might Be Giants?
Yeah.
That wasn't originally by them. It's an old song. It's a cover. I didn't know that. Yeah, it's a really old song.
Oh, okay.
And so every time she mentioned it, I would say something like, why did Constantinople get the works? That's nobody's business with the Turk. What are you talking about? So I have a feeling I might have quite a good time there as well. So I'm planning next year's trips this week.
Excellent. Cool.
That's it. So, should we do another song?
Yeah.
Oh, and I did say that I would maybe mention her. So, hello, Arzu.
Hello.
Yeah. Right. So, next track this week is a band called Oh Telephone. They are a noisy garage punk band from Bern in Switzerland, Tony. This comes via Voodoo Rhythm Records. Gives you a clue about what to expect straight away. Voodoo Rhythm are very good at getting the best bands out of Switzerland and sticking them out there, and they've done it again. What is Oh Telephone's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Oh Telephone.
Facebook.com/Oh Telephone band. OH Telephone band. Paulie B, and it's at 6, Tony 2. Can't ride with me. Listening to Desoros underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Oh Telephone and Can't Ride With Me. They are via Voodoo Rhythm Records, and Desoros, their drummer and singer, is Reverend Beatman, who runs Voodoo Rhythm Records. Fancy that.
Cool.
What a nice little touch there. Have you got to ask?
I do.
Let's hear the thing. Twat is a
indeed.
What are you
doing? Thanks for tight nominations. If you do have a twat for me, don't forget, do email me tony@punkyrazier.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason for the nomination, or twat's people thanks, every twat responded to. Let me know your twats. It's nice to be back with a new twat, and it's all thanks to Steve.
Egg so, Tolo,
exactly. So he says, Egg Tolo Tony, Boar's Head is a supplier of high-end lunch meat for sandwiches in the US.
High-end meat.
High-end. Now they have killed 10 people with listeria by distributing contaminated meat. The records of non-compliances flagged at the Jarrett, Virginia plant by the USDA inspectors include paperwork lapses, leftover meat on equipment, and leaking or pooling water. The company was cited several times for mold or mildew building up around the company's facilities, as well as for insects in and around the deli meats at the plant, according to the documents. In January, inspectors even noted there was a black mold-like substance seen throughout the room. The meat has now been recalled, and Boar's Head has permanently discontinued Liververse. I am nominating Boar's Head in Jarrett, Virginia, for his a twat for producing deadly meat products.
Deadly.
Deadly meat.
Yeah, they might be high-end lunch meat, but when it comes out the low end, it's bad news.
Exactly. prior to this, I particularly like the pastrami and honey-baked turkey, but I don't think it's worth the risk. No, it's not, Steve.
Absolutely not, Steve.
Exactly.
They're throwing in big buckets of mould wherever we can.
Exactly. And probably not charging you extra, though. So it's all free, isn't it?
Yeah.
So...
Death, you're saying now with bonus death.
Yeah. Just, you say, you know, just,
that'd be a great ad, wouldn't it?
It's all the stuff you wanted and more.
Yeah. Eat our posh spam. No tomorrow.
Yeah. Russian roulette with our meat. It's lovely.
Yeah.
Games for all the family. Everyone can join in.
Why not juggle life and lunch?
Life a bit too good these days.
Yeah.
Try our meat.
Eat our spam. Eat our fried spam.
So.
Well, I'm obviously on board.
Obviously, all right with this.
Can't go around killing people with your lunch and meat, can you? Yeah.
So, for producing deadly meat, Boar's Head from Jarrett, Virginia. Is a twat.
Let's hear it again. Is a twat. Is a twat. Is a twat. Is a twat. Shiny elbows.
Shiny elbows indeed.
I enjoyed saying that.
Oh.
One last track this week. Wax Legs, Tony. We played them before. They are Berlin rockers with an album out right now called Horny Tears from Hell. What is Wax Legs' Bandcamp page?
waxlegs.bandcamp.com.
It is WAXLEGS waxlegs.bandcamp.com. Make it a respectable Tony 3, probably be in internet 6, and this is killer.
Away from bad dreams, wake you up in the dead of night.
that's about the size of it for this week. That was Wax Legs and Killer. Great song, great band. Maybe you can mention one or two ways people can listen to the show in a way they haven't done before.
Yep, don't forget, visit our website, punkyrage.com. Latest shows on the front page, all the shows in the archive. Do check it out if you can. You can find us online at various stations like padunkyrage.com, radioanders.se, radiofocusing.com. If you're down in the fire, you can find us on the Spotify. App with the podcast section. Also Amazon Music in their podcasts thing. And if you get yourself one of them Alexa devices, there's a skill you can get from a man named Poco. Go to the skill store, search Punky Radio and download it. It's free. And then she'll do that thing, you know, that thing she does, you know, woohoo, yay, Alexa. Don't kill us. That's it. Yeah, there you go.
It's great to be back.
There you go.
Thank you all so much for bearing with us, Tone. Thank you for doing such a great job in my absence.
No problem.
I am now once again computerized. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Up who?
Up who? Budger Cunt!